That doesn't make sense.
Humans are storytellers, and our tendency to create narratives and find patterns has served us well throughout history, allowing us to predict, react to, and change the world around us.
Human beings crave logic. Human beings crave understanding. They need to know why something has happened.
It makes total sense that we want to find patterns in our environment. The abnormal part is I see random patterns as meaningful in almost everything that I do. If I over rely on this strategy and seeking out information in my environment, or if I'm overconfident in this process, then I'm not going to think to question it.
The propensity to seek patterns in unrelated information can result in finding ominous meaning where there is none. But because the world is so complex and the sheer amount of information within it is infinite, random coincidences are not just likely, but inevitable. Though both useful and natural, these cognitive processes we all experience present a huge challenge to those attempting to stem the tide of misinformation and conspiracy theories.
How do we communicate this to people, right? That entropy and randomness and disorder and chaos in a way that isn't going to push people away? And I don't think we have a good handle on that, because we can be preachy, we can be overly complicated, or just inaccessible. And a lot of people don't trust scientists to begin with. So I think we've found ourselves in a very challenging place.
We can't know everything, and so we have to trust that some people are sharing high quality information. And we definitely don't want people becoming so skeptical that they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Conspiracies do sometimes occur. But it's important to remember that those are typically revealed by investigative journalists or whistleblowers, not anonymous Reddit and 4chan users.
Wow. What a video, am I right, guys?
Yes, it was a good video.
Yeah. I feel like it was a really good video, honestly. Better than what I... Yeah, I couldn't even say that, honestly. Like, we had a whole script on it, but, like, it was, that was better than what we said we were going to say.
Yeah, I was way better.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, like, don't you think that maybe, you know, maybe we're the ones getting brainwashed, you know? Maybe the conspiracy theories are right, you know?
That makes me really think, you know, because all my life, I've been raised this way to call these people, the people that we think are crazy. Yeah.
You know? I know.
I certainly know.
Yeah, we
know. I hope
know.
I know.
Yeah.
Do we know?
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. Well, I feel like that concludes our, you know, this podcast.
You know what? I think that does include, that's the conclusion of our podcast. But in order to truly end this podcast, I think we should end off on a high note.
On a high note?
High note. Ah! What do you mean by that?
Like something
we, like,
really
all start singing?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, like we all say one conspiracy theory that is crazy to each other, but we believe it.
All right. Oh, and man. What's the conspiracy theory that I believe in?
Yeah, what do you believe in? You're crazy.
I am crazy.
Crazy for you.
Oh, man. I have to think about this. Angelo, you go first, man.
What conspiracy theory I believe in? I believe is being reincarnated after death. I mean, reincarnation, a conspiracy theory, or is that more so?
I feel like that's more religion.
Okay, then, the Area 51 one. Or that, Area 51 isn't, like, what everybody makes it out to seem, and that they have more, like, secretive base that's, like, that's actually, like, aliens and stuff, you know?
Yeah, facts.
That's, like, I feel like Area 51 could be documents and stuff, like, actually, like, isn't it, like, Air Force over there?
Like, yeah, that's area.
That's what I'm gonna work at.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like it's mostly is, and then but like the real base with like aliens and stuff where they have like top secret.
Have you ever heard that song Hangar 18 by Megadeth? I feel like that's a very good, you know, about Area 51. It's a very good song about Area 51. I would recommend people listen to it if you listen to this. What about you, Aries Clendon? What do you believe in? What's the conspiracy theory that you hardly...
You just cut me off. Can't believe you just cut me off like that.
Oh, I thought you're done.
No, I was going.
All right, bro. Come on, talk, bro. Hurry up.
No.
Ash and Aries.
Now.
So, what's the conspiracy
theory? Hurry up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Clendon, and so a conspiracy theory that I believe in is that the JFK assassination, I believe that was a conspiracy theory. Like, I believe there's more than just one. No, not even that. I believe the moon landing was fake. Seriously.
Yeah, you know, Prince Diana.
Princess Diana?
Yeah, like, you know how she died in, like, the bridge? Like, you know, something, like, she got in the car accident? I feel like that was staged. I feel like that was an inside job, you know? You know? Because the people didn't like her. And I feel like that was really...
People didn't like her. Everyone loved her. It was the royal family that didn't like her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the royal family.
You said everybody.
Oh, my bad.
I'm not everybody.
Yeah,
I love Princess Diana.
Yeah, she's really cool.
She was like me, but, like, woman.
Yeah, woman. Wow. Let me look up some conspiracy theories that I might believe in, because I remember one I actually like. Oh, that actually, damn, that's pretty good conspiracy theory.
Yeah. You just cut me off, bro.
Moon landing.
Yeah, like what the heck?
You go.
You always up the spotlight, Danny. You're always talking.
Are we the Wet Bandits or is this Danny podcast?
Is this the Danny's or is this? Yeah, exactly. I feel like I'm Marv and Angelo's,
Bro, this talk.
Okay. So, my conspiracy before I was rudely interrupted was, the moon landing. I believe it was fake, because I don't trust the media, and I think they
spun
the
whole... you know Buzz Aldrin?
Boring.
Okay.
Who's Buzz Aldrin?
I'm kidding, man. Keep on going.
Oh, Buzz Lightyear?
Come on.
Oh, man.
Are we even on topic? Like, are we even recording right now?
Exactly.
just jokes. Go on.
You know, I even want to go. Go ahead, Danny.
I'm trying to find a conspiracy theory while you talk, because I don't know which one, Ashton.
Princess Diana was the perfect one.
That was a good one, but, like, I know there's an actual one I actually, like, hardly believe in.
Oh, yeah, like the Chupacabra?
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's different multiverses.
Really?
Yeah.
Simple. It's too much.
Yeah, I feel like there's more than what meets the eye, you know? I feel like...
Yeah, what if there's, like, a universe with Angelo, but he's a girl?
Let's get back in topic.
What do you mean on topic?
Hey, what are you trying to say here? Angelo's uncomfortable. That's where he got me. You made him very uncomfortable, Ashton. You know what?
I know. Sorry, Angelo.
This has to end now.
Do not imagine you're a girl.
Yeah.
It's okay. I imagine what Danny's like if he was a girl.
What?
I imagine it. He'd be like 6 foot, bro. You still be 6 foot.
Size.
He'll be a monster. He'll be. He have a deep voice, deeper than mine right now. Like, hey, be like a basketball player. Come here, like when I like a guy, like I'll be like, come here. Like,
is this like, your woman?
Like, I'll scratch their head. You know, like how you like my big brothers like scratch their head. You know. Yeah, you can stop making it to like guys that like he can be like, come here, like with you. I think this should end.
Yeah, I think I should end too. I think, Mr. Wintz, thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for having me, Ashton Arias Clendon, on your podcast, Danny.
Yes, sir.
I very much enjoyed every second and every minute of you guys here talking with you guys. I really felt I was connected to this podcast. And I do wish we have more episodes coming out soon rather than later. So that's all. That's all for me. Angelo?
I just wanted to thank Danny and Ashton for having me on this podcast and being a part of your group. Being part of this podcast. Also, thank you, Mr. Wentz, for listening to this. If you even do listen to it, then hope.
My bad.
You do listen?
My bad.
All right, Danny. Do you have anything you would like to say?
No, wait. Keep on going. My bad. That was an accident. I had a video on.
But yeah, thank you, Mr. Wentz, if you do listen to this. And I hope you enjoy our podcast.
Yep.
And thank you, Danny, for putting our group together and the podcast together. Thank you for all the editing he did.
Yep.
Yep.
The mastermind behind this project. I mean, this podcast. And
yes, sir.
Basically, and I give him all this credit. I just wanted to thank him and Ashton for having me a part of the group. And now I give the floor to Danny, as he will end this off, end this podcast off with it on a high note.
Much thanks, guys. I really love you guys. Yeah, I love you guys so much. I appreciate everything, you know. I love talking about conspiracy theories. I love talking to you guys, and I love everything about this. And most importantly, thank you, Mr. Wins, for this opportunity to start a podcast. Yes. So,
thank you, Mr. Wins, for even allowing us to have conspiracy theories. Because remember when you said,
"Oh yeah,
that
conspiracy theories." Yeah, you got me. He's like,
He was like, "No, guys, we can't do that." And then he finally, like, "Yeah, okay, you guys can do it."
Oh, I'm not sharing the music. Oh man, I had like a whole music playing in the background. That was like so good, and I thought you guys were able to hear it.
Oh, this is such beautiful music.
Danny, okay. Now you, Danny, is this it? Is this where we part ways and we all?
Yeah.
Bro, I might.
Well, it was good talking to you guys. So.
Was especially after school hours. It just feels so much different. So much better than being in school, you know.
Yeah, I feel more expressive.
I know, right? I feel not
weighed
down.
You were burping on the phone.
Yeah, I love burping.
And Angelo,
pat your back next time you try to burp.
What?
Like a baby. Pat your back next time you try to burp.
Yeah. Alright, you guys, for real now? I'll see you guys later, right? It was good talking.
Alright. Are we actually done? Like, are we actually done? Are we done?
Are we done? Are we done?
Ashton.
Podcast? Is it over?
Let's go.
Is it done?
Yup. 3, 2, 1. We are done.
I'm in mine.